Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Indeed it does. This is Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Joining us tonight, John from System of a Down. John, thank you so much for joining me.
No, I love that.
The sound effects?
No, I love that you have 500 people here to clap.
Isn't it nice?
I
really appreciate it. John, you know him as the drummer. He's also promoting a three-day campaign with Surge, I guess, huh? Regarding the Armenian Genocide, which you've been here every year to promote that over the last few years, yes?
Yeah, we have. We usually do a show, but for reasons that I can't disclose, they're very secret.
Oh, you know, ultra super.
Actually, no, here's the envelope. You open it and let the cat out of the bag.
Now, you see, once your puss on the mic here.
Okay, you got
now,
it.
Now, I believe people heard another voice here. Did I hear your voice?
I laughed.
That is Nicole Alvarez. Now, those of you that are listening around the country, she does the show ahead of mine here in Los Angeles at the mothership, the flagship, KROQ Los Angeles. And I go on her show before, and she's agreed to come over here and help me out once in a while, particularly when we have somebody like John who she is, shall I say, into.
Well, yeah, this is kind of selfish as well. I have questions.
Yeah, I know.
Listeners have questions. I love System of a Down. Yeah.
She loves System, and she was sort of deluged with listener questions. I've come over and ask them. So here we go.
Yeah, that's the way you do it, I guess.
That's the way I do it.
You know, when the Souls Benefit show was canceled, I'm sure you've answered this a million times, but we got, your fans are rabid. Very, very, very loyal, very fanatical.
Real quick, Carl Everett just hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth. 3-run homer. Mariners win 9-6. Get excited.
Just so that you could clear once and for all. No breaking up, no nothing.
Top secret.
I just heard
ultra top secret.
No, yeah, but just so that they can hear him say, no, nothing bad is going on. It's all good.
It's obvious that we're not breaking up because we're going to be on Ozfest.
They're still calling me.
Well,
some of them, I think, are camping outside my house. And
you know
until
what?
I ask.
Maybe when they see us on Ozfest, they'll feel a little bit more at ease.
Now, that tour kicks off June 29th in Auburn, Washington. And how long is that tour going to go for you?
That'll go, I believe it's almost 2 months.
2 months in Ozfest.
Yeah, it'll go all the way across the country. And there are some Canada dates in there also. I don't know if you guys are in Canada here. Are you
You know, Toronto and Vancouver gets us a little bit.
Okay, so we'll definitely be going to Toronto and Vancouver.
Okay.
And just because you're going, you know, since you're there, we'll also go there.
Dr. Drew, have you ever been to an Ozfest?
No.
Really?
Is it fun?
It's another world. It's fantastic.
Why?
I always told my mother if I pass away, I want her to spread my ashes on Ozfest. Wow, it's rock and roll mullets and toothless tattooed men and very, very, it's very aggressive.
It's a Nicole Alvarez kind of night.
Yeah, it's totally, I love it there.
And by the way, that's just the front row.
Of course.
That's just the front, yeah, there's families with little babies with mullets on their necks.
Just so, again, people that don't know Nicole around the country might get you a sense of who she is. I walked in her studio, again, she does a show ahead of Loveline, with Rob Zombie, and the woman ceased breathing.
I told him I wanted him to adopt me. I was like, Daddy. And he looked at me like, why is this girl calling me Daddy?
He said, they get me out of here.
Again, that's what, he said, why is she calling me Daddy
Why is she calling me Daddy again? I freaked out. But I like, you know, I like the harder music, just so you know.
But
to
get back to your question, yeah, obviously, it's a very important show for us, and we wouldn't just cancel it for any reason. We do have a very private but important reason why we canceled it. But me and Serge are going to be flying out to D.C. Monday morning, and we're going to be there for 3 days. We're going to be debuting a documentary that has been done on the Armenian Genocide, its survivors, and has a lot of System of a Down live stuff
happening. Over the years that I've known you guys, and I know I have a lot of Armenian friends, so I'm sort of gauging this by that as well, it feels like there's been less ambivalence about the historical reality of that event. It's just, it happened. Now we're waiting for Turkey to say something about
people
it.
People are accepting it, and, you know, I've said it before, it was very difficult for people to get behind that up until, you know, the demise of basically the USSR, you know, because why would you fight to protect your enemy? Because Armenia was a part of Russia at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, it's been slow.
A thaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like. Because now, again, the discussions I have about are more about when that happened and what we're going to do about it. Not, did that really happen? No, the numbers are sort of now well established.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more accepted as a part of, it was World War II history, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was actually World War One.
World War One.
1915.
It was somebody assisted somebody, and then there was retribution, as I understand it. I mean, basically.
You know what's cool as a nod, though?
It was just a massacre.
Yeah.
As a nod to system, there's this whole generation that would have never known about Armenian genocide, these young kids, but because they love system and system is so loyal behind this cause, they now know and they've looked further into it. So congratulations to you guys for doing that. Because these kids, you know, I don't remember being taught about it that much in school.
Nobody was.
No. Exactly.
I mean, you have to understand that Turkey was a very important ally for the U.S. And, you know, I understand from the political perspective of the United States, it was more important to have that ally in such a key location, you know, right in the Middle East, right next to Russia, you know, 15, 20 minutes if we needed to, in worst case scenario, our missiles would hit Russia. Just like Cuba for Russia was a very strategic location near the United States.
You had another thing to promote, is that right? A couple of things?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. We can get straight to it.
Yeah.
We are going to Washington, D.C. on April 24th.
The day that you commemorate American genocide, for those that don't
Armenian
know.
Genocide,
Armenian
yes.
genocide. I'm focused on your mohawk.
Oh, cool. Thank
I'm
you.
Just saying.
I hope I still have it by the time I'm on Ozfest. Otherwise, nobody will know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Thank
Continue.
You. We'll be flying out Monday morning, and we'll be there in the afternoon at the Turkish embassy protesting with whoever else shows up. You know, I'm sure it'll be Armenians and non-Armenians. And we like it if as many system fans could show up as possible because, you know, it's the strength of voices. And we want people to understand this is not just an Armenian cause, but it's a cause for humanity.
Yeah, strength in numbers, absolutely.
And it's at 2525 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest. And it's the Turkish Embassy in Washington, D.C.
Okay, and then there's, I know you're playing a show now. I don't know the details of this one, but you're playing with my friend Peanut from 311.
Yes, we're actually, I'm not going to tell you what song we're going to do.
Okay.
But I guess we were surprised no longer. We were going to be the surprise guests. You just let that out of the bag.
Oh, no.
At the Henry Fonda this weekend, Sunday evening, Apex Theory has put together this show. And once again, it's to support the Armenian Genocide. All the money that's brought in is going to go to charities that benefit
Are you
the
mad
recognition.
At me?
No, I'm not
Is
mad.
There a website people can sign on to sort of maybe contribute themselves?
Yeah. Actually, that's a very good segue. You know, you're good at that.
Yeah.
It's www.isabellascar2006.org. And that's ISABELLESSCAR2006.org.
Right, and we'll have it for you here, so if you want to call in.
Yeah, it's at the Henry Fonda Theater. Doors open at 6, and it should be pretty cool. Apex Theory is also a band that I've been working with lately, and I'm actually, me and a friend independently are funding their album, their new album.
Excellent.
So you guys will see that in probably in about 6-7 months.
All right, we're going to get some callers here. Nicole, we stick around the rest of the segment here. Give us a female perspective. That would be awesome. Joel, what's that? Oh, no, wait, I don't want Joel. I want Effie.
Poor Joel.
Effie.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening? You're on with John from System of a Down.
Yeah, my boyfriend, he will not allow me to give him head anymore. And instead, he wants me to use a strap-on on him. And I kind of don't feel comfortable doing that.
No way.
Come yeah. On. And, like, I want to know, like, is he gay? Could he be gay? Or if I do this, could it sabotage the relationship?
Nicole, yeah.
I want to talk to your boyfriend. I have questions for him.
Is he there?
Is he there?
I do not believe you, because I don't, is such a non-male, I don't care whether it's gay, straight, or otherwise, move,
like,
that it just doesn't ring true for me.
Yeah, no. You lost me at the, he doesn't want head.
Me and John looked at it, me and John just kind of, like, sat up straight, like, what?
I mean, what gay male doesn't want head? What male, period? So it's like, wait, this guy's not male. I don't know what his sexual orientation is, but he's not, doesn't have a Y chromosome. So, it's either that, or this isn't true. Or maybe he's just trying to get out of this relationship and freak you out. And
he's a myth.
Yeah. Is he trying to freak you out and get out of this, maybe?
No, like, he really wants it, and he likes to be, like, touched around there. Like, he loves it for some reason. I just don't understand why. Like, it grosses me out.
Is that the first, have you done other kinky things with your boyfriend? Because that's kind of kinky, wouldn't you say? Dr. Drew, especially with the
I'm still can't get past that.
I know,
he stopped the one
shocked.
Thing and went to the other.
Has he ever asked you for anything like that? Anything remotely close to the strap-on theory, call it?
No, nothing.
How long you been with? How old is he? How long you been with him? Give us some details.
He's
here.
22.
And you've been with him how long?
A year.
A year?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he stops wanting to have sex, but he wants you to punish his anus.
Yeah, basically.
You know what? I just realized what's happening.
Tell me.
This is my fiance. I told you not to call the show.
And Dr. Drew's like, is it? No.
I'm just joking.
We're obviously dumbfounded by the fact that your boyfriend doesn't want
it. Here's the deal. Let's close this one up real tightly, as it were.
That's not the issue.
Some guys, small minority, ladies, do not get any ideas. Like a little stimulation back there and whatnot.
Don't look at me when you say
I'm not looking. I'm looking for you for confirmation that it was a small minority.
I'm sure there is a small minority.
Right. Guys are into something. Some guys into something, let's face it. Some guys might even like more sort of aggressive stimulation. We've had conversations with men over the last few months here on this show, gay men particularly, who say that they find this, they sort of overcome it and find it as a good thing, and okay, fine. So this guy may have discovered that somehow. But the fact that he doesn't want his penis stimulated just makes this a bogus call.
Yeah, that's the one that makes you go, what?
And so it makes you go, hmm.
Because you could do both, you know, hypothetically.
Right. That's what most
at the
men,
same time.
Right, or something. That's what most men would sort of go for. So anyway, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's just something he's into. It makes, sort of calls him into suspicion just as a person, right?
As a real person. Someone that exists.
So. Let's try this. Let's try Lonnie. Lonnie, what's happening?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I love John very much. And
I do, too.
Yeah, we all
I think I do, too. Lots of love for you.
Thank you.
You guys are great for my ego.
Yeah,
what's happening?
I was wondering, like, you know how when you're raped when you're little, right? And you're, when you
grow when you're raped when you're little. Okay.
But, like, when people grow up, their voice, like, you could tell by their voice, like, after you say that.
Yes.
And I was wondering, like, if they get treatment and stuff afterwards, would they still, like, talk like little kids and stuff?
They tend to a little bit, but it doesn't ring so strange. It doesn't make you feel strange listening to them. Let's put it that way. I can tell when someone's had treatment. There's still, the voice is still kind of, like, not fully the usual thing, but you don't feel funny talking to them. Let's put it that way. They change quite a bit.
So it's the same thing with the whole pothead voice, because I kind of get that when I laugh.
Yeah, the pot thing will last for quite some time, but it too can go away.
Especially when you're always like,
No, but it's the laugh.
Is it the laugh? Really? Dr. D, your spidey sense freaks me out and will always freak me out.
I have a crystal ball. DeMoya, what's happening?
Have you guys seen the Jack in the Box commercial where the guy is like,
I think I
20 tacos or whatever? He's like, that's what I was thinking.
DeMoya.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening there? You're on with John from System of a Down, and Nicole Alvarez is helping us out.
Okay. I'm a little confused, but I guess there's a difference in time, because I'm listening to you with Tom Green on.
Yeah, that was last night's show, so you hear last night's show on air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint.
It's good time,
though. No. You're from System of a Down. You're great as well.
Swedish.
But we're no Tom Green.
This was basically half the show of Tom Green was this.
Swedish.
Yeah,
Swedish.
And I just had a bag of Swedish fish, so I wanted to tell him that.
Swedish.
Dr. Drew, I've watched, I'm originally from Jamaica. I don't know if they told you that in your little notes or whatever. And since I was back home in Jamaica, I used to watch you and Adam Carolla and MTV. So it's
back in the day.
So, yeah.
You were on Jamaica, too.
Yeah, for sure. For people of cable, anyway. So, yeah. So I just, last night, I guess 2 nights ago or something, I'm very confused with the time thing here, but whatever night it was, some girl called in on your show and was talking about polyamorous relationships. She called it polygamous relationships and said that her boyfriend wanted her to get into it. Now, it's 100% possible that she's just with a douchebag and he just wants her to
Wait, please. 100%. Hey, DeMoya, I love your accent. Please say that again. It's 100% possible
that she's just with a douchebag.
Okay, I got it. I gotcha.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was well said. It was just very poetic sounding. Go ahead. I totally agree with you. It's 100% possibility of that, but what else?
Also, there are valid polyamorous relationships that are not based on sex. They are more than two people. They are loving, respectful relationships. And in case this woman is listening and she's...
You mean you're talking about like with a sibling and a mom or a, you know what I mean? Like with an uncle and a cousin?
No.
But you said it's not sexual. It's just a loving
relationship. There is sex, but it's not like just the sexual thing with some douchebag that wants some girl to like become his personal porn star.
Love her.
It's like loving, respectful relationships between more than two people. And they're called polyamorous relationships.
No, I know what they're called, but let me tell you from the mental health perspective, they're called boundary problems.
They don't work for everybody. I agree with you. They do not work for everyone.
Is that like the big love concept?
Yeah.
But kinda. They do work for some people, and they're
You know what, DeMoyo? I hear you, and it has to be true, because something works for everybody.
Oh, she's passionate. However,
I'm not one of them. I'm very into, like, people, like, opening their minds to things. I'm very monogamously oriented.
But, DeMoyo, here's my deal. I deal with, as you know, lots of people. I hear them, talk to them every night. I deal with them in a psychiatric hospital. I work with them in a mental health environment. I deal with lots of people. And I have never, and I've been involved, not involved, come across many, many, probably now thousands of polyamorous relationships, and I can't think of one that really was working.
Well,
that continued to work. That worked for a while. They all worked for a while.
Well,
and then, I mean, then somebody gets more attached, and there's chaos.
You could say that about, too.
You know, point well taken. Point well taken. Okay.
Anyway, I love you, Dr. Drew, and
yes, ma'am.
Just wanted to say that.
Fair enough.
I have
well
a question
said.
For
wait,
you,
wait.
Dr. Drew.
For me or DeMoyo?
For you.
I can talk
you.
To DeMoyo all
for
night.
No, she's
thanks,
awesome.
DeMoyo.
I love you.
And well, how the hell do you go from Jamaica to St. Paul, for God's sakes?
I'm
DeMoyo!
In St. Paul. I go to college in St. Paul, but
where?
I'm originally from Jamaica.
Where are you going to college?
McAllister College. I don't know if you know it's an excellent college, but people don't seem to know it, but it's really good.
It's like a Jesuit school?
No.
There's a bunch of those, you know, Jesuit type. Good schools up there. Really good.
Yeah.
Well, good. Congratulations, but don't freeze your butt off out there. You're not meant for that weather.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. No one is meant for that. Eskimos aren't meant
I was
for that
at, you're right. I was in Wisconsin or Milwaukee once, and it was like 40 below zero. I'm thinking, why? Why'd they set up here?
Oh, it's uncomfortable.
Humans did not need to set up here.
Why did they stay there after the first winter?
And why did they stay there? And why are we still there? Let's wrap it up.
Well, it's very simple. Once you have a family there, you have a life that's established. It's difficult to get out of there.
Right, you're right.
I actually went out with somebody that was from Wisconsin, and she used to just constantly go home, you know. You miss your family. You don't want to get out of it.
No, I understand. I'm being moderately facetious.
If you're not pregnant at 22, you leave.
Can I ask you a question really quick about this that she was talking about?
Sure.
Yeah. From a mental health perspective, what kind of woman agrees to be in a
trauma survivor, basically.
Most women in those relationships that agree to be one of five.
I just find that women sign up for stuff. They talk themselves into things. And they don't listen to their instincts. They don't listen to that inner voice going, I don't want to. Oh, this will be fun. But there's got to be someone for whom it does work.
But are humans by nature monogamous?
No.
Okay, then why is that such a weird concept?
But they're much and it's not weird to go from one to the next to the next, but to be involved in multiple simultaneously.
It's not like the alpha male.
And you got to remember something.
Or a douchebag. To quote our last caller.
You know, we experience stuff in a socio...
It's Latin for alpha male.
...historical context. And in this context, at this period of history, doesn't seem to work for people. That's all I can say. This is Tetevic. It's a Armenian name. Help me. John.
I never heard of
Tetevic.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening there?
Hi. I just wanted to start off by saying, Dr. Drew, I think you're the smartest man. I've learned everything from you. And
we're
John,
so
I think you...
I am the smartest man alive!
You can't do that.
You're on. What's up?
My question
I am the smartest man alive!
Last night we took some Ambien, and we kind of all tripped out, and there were just some sleeping pills that we got from my friend's mom. And I was just wondering if Don had any trips he would like to tell us about.
Ambien trips?
Drug trips?
Oh, no, just, in general.
That's not really my thing. You probably have the wrong band member to talk to about that kind of stuff. I don't really have much experience. I don't even take...
Where is Shavo? Let's get him in here.
That sucks. Shavo was going to call you tomorrow.
I bust his chops all the time about stuff.
You know, I don't even take, when I get sick, I don't take anything. You know, I just get...
And by the way, he should be encouraged to call me. I'd love to hear from him. But why isn't he here tonight?
You know what? It's his birthday week. But he's also working on, in his defense, he's working on the lights for Ozfest right now.
All right.
Like, it takes a lot of preparation.
Okay, fair enough.
And he gets stuck doing it. So.
All right, fair enough. That's
and
it?
Also,
that's
John, okay. I went to your high school, and I stole the yearbook from the year that you were in, a very cool picture.
What high school?
Let's not spread that around, please.
No, I won't. It's just for me to have, but really nice picture.
Is it in the valley somewhere?
It's Grant High School.
Grant, okay, fair
It's going to end up on MySpace.
Whatever. No. I already have 10 sites on there that aren't me.
No, I know. You're my friend on all of them.
Did you take me off that? Okay.
What's happening, Joel?
Oh, not too much. How are you, Dr. Drew?
We're good. You're with John from System of a Down and Nicole Alvarez.
Hey, John. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, John. I like your message, man. I think it's awesome, and I definitely think you guys throw it down.
Thank you very much. We'll see you this summer.
Dr. Drew.
Joel.
I have a question for you. Thanks for taking my call, by the way. But I'm 20 years old, and I started this relationship when I was approximately 18 and a half with a 42-year-old lady. And, I mean, man, I've got myself into some crap here. I my last year and a half of my life has been total lie. I mean, she moved to my college town, which is probably 45 minutes from where I grew up. And, I mean, she bought a house. She's a widow. And now I'm working for her. She bought me a $60,000 ride. And
Now she's sugar mama.
Frozen comments.
She's ruining my game. And not just my game, but, I mean, you know, the thing is she's trying to pressure me into doing things that I just don't want to do.
Like what?
Well, she's pulling the BDSM thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does she want to do specifically?
The other night she was, this is the reason for my call actually, is because I've been declining this whole bunch of jazz that she's bringing on for probably about a month now.
Like what?
She wanted to, like, tie me up with these little cuffs you put around your hand, and she wanted to
handcuffs,
like, hook me up with a strap on, and I was like, no way, man.
Chinese finger cuffs?
He finally got to the strap on, though, if you picked that up.
Not my thing, you know?
All right, so what is your question?
Well, my question is, I mean, you know, everybody, I've totally been lying to everybody. I've got a good job. Nobody in college has as good a job as I got. And I just want to cut the whole thing completely off.
Can you?
And, well, that's the thing is, you know, we're from a small town in the mountains, and I know she knows my folks. And I'm afraid that, you know, well, I know she's already told me everything that I have that she gives me, rent-free place to live, it's all going to be gone. And that doesn't concern me. But I mean, you know, I'm feeling the stress that, you know, my parents are going to figure this out.
Is it your parents or the strap-on idea?
That she's going to go to your parents and go, your son broke up with me, that bastard?
No,
are you kidding?
What she'd do is she would tell somebody around the circle of friends.
What does it matter if your parents find
and
out?
And, yeah, by the way, your parents are going to go, thank God he broke it up.
Well, and by the way, sense. I mean, is that a reason to stay with somebody?
No, actually, you know, I mean, I totally messed up. I recognize this. I should have never, you know, I've listened.
Listen, actually,
for a long time.
I think, in my opinion, what happened is this lady took advantage of you. She was probably lonely and needed somebody, and she took advantage of you. You were young, and you looked at it like you're going to get laid.
And she bought you. She did all these cool things. She knows she was doing it. She's a grown-up. And it's gonna hurt her because she's going to be alone again. But, hey, she's a big girl, and she will handle it. I don't believe that call, I got to tell you.
I don't know.
Really
that was kind of... What did he think he was signing up
Let
for,
Let me
though.
Tell you something. When I was 16, there was a newly divorced lady in our neighborhood. And I was 16 years old. And she, you know, made advances towards me.
How old was she?
She had to be, like, at least 35.
Yeah.
So I can relate to what this guy's saying because...
What'd you do?
Nothing. I was...
Much?
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
I was too scared to do anything back then anyway.
How far did she push it?
She didn't push it to the point where, like, kissing happened or anything like that, but she would talk about it. She would talk about how long it's been since she's had sex, that kind of stuff. And
Hint.
And basically, I told her, well, it's been 16 years for me. You know?
Where would she meet up at her house, or how would you meet up with her?
A couple of us would go and hang out at her house. She'd give us, like, beer and stuff like that. You got to understand, I was 16 years old, didn't know any better, you know? And
I mean, imagine who that chick is. Just imagine who that is.
Well, the bottom line is...
That's a mental illness, really. Isn't
she was also, you know, emotionally scarred from her relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I can believe something like that could happen, because had I done something with her at 16 years old...
You get stuck. How do you get out?
You don't get out.
Yeah.
You get stuck in that, and then by the time you do get out, you're 22 like this kid. Well, I don't know about 22, but probably 19, 20, and that woman is going to be very attached to you at that point.
Right.
And she's going to be able to provide you with things that you don't have.
And I
like
see
a car.
Chaos ahead during the breakups. The number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Those voices are that of John, the drummer from System of a Down, and Nicole Alvarez, who's helping us out from the show ahead of mine. And we're going to listen to some commercials.
Oh, that's always fun.
Isn't that fun? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. What a coincidence. That's John from System of a Down joining us today.
How did that happen?
How weird, huh? And it's just one of our usual bumpers. And Nicole Alvarez, who, again, for those of you listening around the country, is the show ahead of mine. She came in because she's into John to help us out and talk some stuff.
Into John. That kind of sounded dirty. Didn't it?
Everything sounds dirty.
Everything in love life.
And Nicole mentioned something about the male G-spot, and I started screaming at her, so I asked her to please bring it up on the air again.
I know, but don't yell at me like I read this, but okay.
I'm just the messenger. I got it.
I have a mother and female friends who read Cosmopolitan like it's the Bible.
And you said
Cosmo,
Sex in the City,
and
too.
Sex in the City, apparently the male has a G-spot.
No.
But wait, I'm not even done.
You feel very strongly about this.
Yes, and I do not. Read, I'm just telling you.
She's not a Christian!
Okay, they say it's up the anus against the pressing against the wall. So maybe, I'm just saying, the girl that called that said her boyfriend wants her to use a strap-on.
Maybe he's found that. I've talked to one guy that found something pleasurable up there. That's one guy out of millions, millions. And so, ladies, you're going to get a roundhouse if you start messing around back there. Guys are not bashful about asking for what they want. They are like a freight train. And so if there was something up there that really felt good, they would find it and they would make you go after it.
Women are quite the opposite. And they'll go through years of miserable sex without saying a word.
Yeah, they'll tell their friends, they'll write about
maybe
it, they'll cry about
maybe
it.
Maybe that's why they figure guys are wired totally differently. Totally.
I'm starting to learn that thanks to you, Dr. Drew,
So. My goodness. Ariana, what's happening?
Hi. I'm a little scared about asking it, but I will. I have an extremely interesting fantasy about being raped.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, with my boyfriend, I talked to him, and we actually, performed this fantasy. And after we were finished, I began crying really pretty hard. And I felt really uncomfortable, but yet after it was over, the fantasy never went away. Like, that's still a major fantasy for me.
Well, the other thing I've learned about humans over the years is that things that are horrifying to them or terrorizing make them powerless and helpless in childhood, become imminently and overwhelmingly attractive, at late adolescent and young adulthood. So that suggests something happened to you.
What's the fantasy?
Rape.
I'm sorry?
Being raped, her fantasy is.
So what did we ever...
How did he get raped by your boyfriend?
He role-playing.
Pretend.
Yeah, role-playing.
What
did
he do exactly? What did he do?
I mean, it wasn't anything too much. It was more like vocal, like him just kind of being forceful and powerful and me trying to be kind of just very submissive and...
Now, there's another way you get to that fantasy, and that is if you feel really bad about yourself as a sexual person, and the only way you can feel sexual is if you're out of control.
Really?
Sort of not feel like you're blamed for that. This, I was out of control, and so I could only be sexual when I wasn't feeling close and intimate with somebody, but out of control, so that part of me could sort of emerge against my will. I mean, I was out of control. But more often than not, in my experience, it's trauma. So what happened growing up?
Well, I guess, my mom died when I was 5, mm-hmm. and I lived with my dad at my grandma's house, and there wasn't really anything severe. There was maybe one uncomfortable situation with my father, but I'm being completely honest, there wasn't anything more.
What happened?
Well, it was more just a touching thing that was uncomfortable, and it was really only once that I remember. I was just kind
what
of laying on my stomach, and it was kind of like a hand motion towards my chest area. And then
how old were you?
It never happened again.
How old were you?
I was, 12.
That's pretty weird. That's pretty weird. That
yeah. I mean, I thought a lot about it, and I know it made me uncomfortable, and I brought it up with him and everything, but there was never anything
else. Well, part of that conversation. Dad, remember you were touching my breast when I was 12?
It bothered me, it really and it was probably me. More when I was rebelling.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager that I really kind of was so enraged with everything else that was going on that I just kind of...
What was going on?
Well, with my stepmom, me and her did not get along very well.
There's a lot of stuff going on here. A lot of little stuff. None of it's huge. None of it's gigantic. None of it's awful. Just sort of mental note. Need a little sort of work on bringing the parts of yourself together. You're 24. That'll happen.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, you know, unless you start getting depressed or anxiety attack or other things that need treatment, I would kind of sit tight.
Don't become a stripper.
Sam, what's happening?
Well, I just recently got my belly button pierced.
Wait, you mean you got it pierced? You mean one of your buddies took a diaper pan and did it? Who would do a 14-year-old?
Huh?
You'd be surprised.
At 14, you got a piercing organization?
I got tats at 15.
Tattoos. Yeah, my mom went and signed the papers for me.
That was in prison, though.
Yes, it was, actually. How did you know? Don't tell
me. I was there.
I was in for it.
But,
She was shuttling cocaine.
I have these red bumps on me now, and... like, I cannot get them to go away, and...
Those are your breasts.
How long ago was the piercing?
About 4 weeks ago.
All right, so it's either infected or rejecting. In either case, the piercing needs to come out.
It needs to come out?
Before you get a flesh-eating bacteria.
Okay, and then also when I clean it, it's like, it's really pussy, and so...
Yeah,
I was also
get it out of there.
It's infected.
Sam, get it out of there. See a doctor. We just talked to a guy a couple weeks ago who lost his penis because of this.
Oh,
yeah, I heard it. And
lost his penis?
Me and my mom were, like, freaking out.
Yeah, like, well, he woke up and he didn't know where it was?
Then you ran out the next day and got a piercing? Sam,
well,
come on. Let's go.
You might lose your stomach.
Yeah, well, you can get some horrible, horrible infections.
Or your breasts, the bumps.
Well, listen, if you get the flesh-eating bacteria, it spreads literally minute to minute, and they have to unglove everything. They have to take all your skin and soft tissue off.
Wow.
It's awful.
That's nuts.
All right, Sam.
A belly ring. That's so 1994.
Maybe it's coming back.
Wait, Dr. Drew, really quick. The guy that lost his penis, I mean, he had it surgically removed because it was infected, or he just woke up and...
No. It was infected, and they had to dig into his pelvis to breed all of this infected material. He would have died had they not done that.
Oh, God.
And now
might as well.
Now, that guy needs his girlfriend to use a strap-on because he apparently can't get head.
Interesting.
Thank you.
He had a girlfriend, he had a wife and two kids.
That's terrible.
It was awful. It was a poor guy. So we sent him over to Dr. Alter. Have you seen my book with Dr. Alter's stuff in it, Nicole?
No.
The penis rebuilding book and stuff?
No, I've never seen the penis rebuilding book. But I will leave here today.
You can build it better.
We can, if you build it, they will come.
Penis.
You and your Rob Zombie
mentality. Can you imagine that running on the treadmill?
Like this book. Here
you
go.
Look, we even got Corey to
bring it right over.
Just bring it over. What am I looking at?
Just peruse. Peruse the book. Just take a look at how.
Okay, well, while we keep taking
it's like a, I guess it's like a nose job now. What kind of penis would you like? Mushroom head.
More like how, if you want to become a woman and you've got a penis, how do you get rid of it and have to make a vagina?
See, why don't they just take the guy's penis who doesn't want it and give it to the guy who lost it because of some stupid decision?
John, you're onto something.
Decision.
You are onto something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I thought would be great? I don't think we're there yet. But there's a lot of men that want to be women.
Yep.
And a lot of women that want to be men.
Mm-hmm.
What if we could perform a brain transplant where you take the brain out of one person and put it in the other?
That doesn't just happen at Gilligan's Island. You're absolutely right.
Dr. Drew, you just gave me a book that has a man's arm with a penis attached to it.
No,
I'm going to pass it to John because this is frightening.
He's constructing a penis out of the forearm. That's the false penis. That's the fake penis. He then attaches that to the pelvis.
There's a whole other world out there I don't know about.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wow.
Let's hear a song from System of a Down. Well, John's...
No, before you do that, I want to bring up a movie. I think it was called SS Girls. It was like a really
another
cheesy
porn
B
film?
Movie. No, it's a B movie.
Well, see, they built a penis out of the forearm.
There's a penis sticking out the forearm. It's kind of frightening.
And this is what it looks like when it's done.
That's a pretty big penis.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's the guy's whole forearm.
Wow.
Wait, I want to hear... You recognize that song, John?
Of course. That's Taboo, too.
Of course. Who wouldn't recognize that? Oh.
This is what he looked like before?
They're sort of building a, yeah.
But what happened to him? Or is that a chick?
That's a chick, yeah.
Oh, God.
A chick with some hormones.
Yeah, the book.
Chick
Thanks.
With some hormones.
I'm going to take this home.
Hey, so anyway, this movie, SS Girls.
Yeah.
It's a B movie, right?
Yeah.
And I guess the whole reason they were doing all these experiments, it was all sexual experiments.
It's a porn film.
No, it was not a porn film. It was just a really stupid movie.
Yeah,
a B film.
Yeah. Late Night Cinemax.
if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
And this guy, I guess some German officer, had lost his balls somehow. So they were trying to do an experiment where they could take someone else's balls and put them on him.
Nice.
Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well done. Thank you.
And here you go. Here's our song.
What's it called?
Radio Video we're going to listen to because I chose it.
She chose it.
It's my absolute favorite. Well, they're all good, but this is my personal favorite.
And this is System of a Down.
SS Girls. Thank you.
Sister of a Down, that is Radio Video. John the Drummer is here with us tonight, one of our dear, dear, dear friends from the show. He is promoting a three-day campaign that he and Serge will be joining in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the Armenian Genocide. He's also going to be in Ozfest. Nicole Alvarez joining me for this hour as a visitor from the show ahead of mine. Yes. I appreciate you being
System
here.
System of a Down lover as well.
System of a Down lover. Yes, yes. And we're going to be right back after this. That's right. It is Loveline. That is John from System of a Down. And that is Nicole Alvarez, our buddy from the show ahead of ours, who's helping out because she's a System of a Down.
Because I don't spend enough time with you.
And that's that, too. Yeah. So we're going to see more before we go along here. Brad, what's happening?
Hey, what's shaking?
Buddy.
Basically, my girlfriend, when we have sex, she gets really, really wet to the point to where it has some distance on it.
I mean, she squirts.
Squirts.
Yeah, but a lot. I'm talking
That's
seven or eight times.
Disgusting.
And it makes me feel good, but...
Get your penis a poncho.
I need to get my bed a poncho because it's like the Great Lakes there when we're...
Rubber sheets.
Hang a target across the wall.
Now, there are kind of two versions of this. One is female orgasmic incontinence where they pee, and the other is actually an ejaculation. And the orgasmic incontinence... When that happens, boy, that is seriously the Great Lakes. Stuff runs off the sides. People can't get down.
Is it carbs. Projectile?
But this sounds more like ejaculation, and you know, it's good times. What are you gonna,
well,
it's
that's
better
what
than the alternative.
Where does it come from? Is it if it is not urine? Because sometimes it does have an odor to it, not like urine, but similar, and sometimes it doesn't.
There are a series of glands in the air, the Barthelm's glands, Skene's glands, these all can produce some fluid, and maybe it is urine. I don't know. Most women that have the urine issue have had children, so it's a postpartum kind of a thing where they have incontinence both while they sneeze and laugh and then with orgasm.
Could it be a combination of both?
Could be a combination of both.
It probably comes from the same place the usual wetness comes from.
Right. Way to think about it, John. Speaking of John, this is Paul. No, you're right. Paul.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, I'm on?
Yes.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah, I just wanted to, first of all, Dr. Drew, you're the S.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to ask John what the craziest thing he's witnessed or done at Ozfest.
I don't think we can talk about most of the things I've witnessed or done on Ozfest.
I wouldn't.
Really? Witnessed?
Some of the things I've witnessed have been pretty insane.
Like what?
Yeah.
I've been missing some. I didn't realize Ozfest was that crazy.
As well have been. I mean, the first Ozfest was so insane.
Dr. I love Ozfest. Imagine.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah,
I
mean, there you go.
I think, let me try to remember what the lineup was. Limp Bizkit was on it. Tool was on it. Soulfly was on it. Incubus was on it on the second stage with us.
It's solid.
And then a band called Snot, whose
lead singer passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah, a very good friend of ours. That doesn't get a clap.
No, but a nod to them, I guess.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
There you go, there you go.
Anyway, so I think most of the things were involving him. You know, he's a pretty wild guy, and I gotta tell you, that was a lot of fun that year. And it was the side stage was where it was really happening, because you had all these L.A. bands that were coming up and at the same time, and I guess we were like the second wave of bands coming out of L.A. that really broke through to, you know, the rest of the country.
Does it give you an idea, though, Dr. Drew? Like, Limp Bizkit, let's say, was on that year recently.
They were like third.
Oh, yeah. Recently, there was an internet video leaked with Kid Rock. Was it Fred Durst in a sex video? Things like of that nature happen at Ozfest a lot. They happen everywhere, but at Ozfest, they tend to take it a little further.
Yeah, I'm not really into the sex video stuff. I don't like watching them. I don't like the fact that they exist.
Yeah. It's not video you're into. You know? Lorna, what's happening there?
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Shut us up.
No, I got to move because we're just running out of time.
All right. So pretty much I work out of the state. I'm from Minnesota. I work out of the state for about 3 months at a time. I've had a boyfriend for about a month more than I've had the job, which is nearly 2 years now.
Are you Australian?
Sorry?
Where's your accent from?
England.
England, all right.
Yep. So pretty much, I mean, we talk over the phone, everything like that, like, you know, twice a day. But it's my emotion. I'm pretty, you know, easygoing over the phone. Like, I'm okay showing, like, how I feel towards him. But he just doesn't seem to kind of return it, even though we've been together for so long. Is that,
you mean,
like,
when you're away, when you're home, he has no difficulty opening emotionally, but when you're away, he's restricted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of, like, passive-aggressively holding stuff, and I don't know if that's just a typical thing that goes on, or...
How long have you guys been together?
It's going to be 2 years in September.
And most of that time you've been away?
Most of it. I mean, I had a work injury where I was home for about 4 months.
What work do you do?
I'm a subcontractor. I service air conditioners in hotels.
What do you mean by service? I'm kidding. Talk to
Interesting.
Karen.
Well, Lauren, here's the deal. Yes, some people can get angry and get very passive-aggressive when people leave them. But those people usually sabotage the relationship and screw things up. The fact that he's hanging in with you is a good sign. You know, what do you need from him? You know, I mean, you're the one that leaves. Why don't you stay near him if you can?
I'm sorry?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. The guy... It's not abnormal for people to be upset when somebody they really care about leaves.
Oh, yeah.
People deal with that in different ways.
He's probably trying to hold back his emotions because he's not quite sure of what you're doing.
Well, not only that, the fact that he can hang in with this relationship, that she's, you know, they're only together a couple months out of the year, pretty good. However he gets through it, he gets through it. So don't worry about it. Let him manage it as he manages it. Maybe he's up to something. I'm sure that's what you're worried about. I doubt it. I think you'd know it. Guys kind of double down when they're up to something, too, by the way. They get extra nice. They want to compensate for that. They want to cover for it. We got to take a break. John, System of Down. Nicole?
I'm leaving because I have to CTU tomorrow morning.
All right. She's going to CTU for
everybody. I'm going to CTU
tomorrow
morning.
She's going to set for 24.
24, and you have to pry my cold dead hand
something,
off of Kiefer Sutherland's
something
leg.
Arranged by, what? Something arranged by Gregory Itzen, who was a guest here a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and
thank
you for helping me, Dr.
Thank him for that, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. We are back with more Loveline. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. John from System of a Down is with us tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Jess.
Yes, and let's go right back to the callers. This is Lauren. What's happening, Lauren?
Hey, so my question is, I've been, like, super sexual, like, almost obsessed with it ever since I was, like, totally really young, you know?
Like how old?
Like super young. Like
how?
Dude, I don't know, like as young as 8, maybe.
Did something happen to you? Something happened to you when you were 8, 6 or 7?
No, dude, I don't think so. Like,
no one your own age sort of experimented with you, or?
Well, I wasn't experimenting. Like, I didn't have sex till I was a little bit old. Well, a lot older than that. But
how old?
I don't know. Like, I had sex when I was super young. I was like almost 16.
All right. Okay. So, what's your question?
So, like, I've been totally into it ever since that young, you know, and then...
Well, what do you mean by totally into it? What does that mean?
Dude, like, when I was little, I used to, like, fantasize about stuff and, like, always, like, touch myself and stuff like that.
Did you masturbate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, masturbation's been, like, a huge thing to me ever since before I had sex, like, way before I had sex.
Did you live in a home with a lot of chaos?
Well, my parents were, like, abusive alcoholics and stuff.
Right. Well, that would qualify as chaos.
Yeah, that's a little
and
bit chaos.
That's sometimes what happens to kids that start sort of self-stimulating sexually as a way of trying to soothe themselves. They'll sort of go into this sort of, it's a way of sort of trying to feel better, frankly. And some kids will respond to that so it does feel better. Others, you know, they do a little bit of it, it's no big deal. But some get going with it. And, boy, that's trauma. And what happens with trauma is you'll often go through periods where you're super hypersexual and then suddenly be shut down, sort of a bipolar quality to it.
Oh, yeah, dude, because, like, recently, like, I've never had an off period with sex, you know? Like, it's always been a huge factor every day, you know? And then recently, like, 2.5, maybe 3 months ago, like, I just am done with it. Like, I've had plenty of chances, and I'm just like, no, thanks, you know? Like, and I don't even really masturbate anymore. Like,
have you been depressed?
No, actually, I'm, it's a different, totally different phase in my life, but...
In what way?
Well, I did a big move, and, like, I don't know, my sister, I'm living with my sister again, and I haven't lived with her since I was, like, younger, so...
And you're feeling okay generally?
Yeah, like, I get to see her, like, all the time.
You have a boyfriend?
Oh, no.
All right, you're gonna be all right. No big deal. Are you on any new medication or birth control pills or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I predict it will come back. Don't take it. You don't take any antihistamines or cold pills or anything?
No, nothing.
Okay. It will come around. Hopefully, it will be a little more balanced than
boring.
It's been.
Boring.
Okay, Lauren?
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. Nice. Thanks, Anderson. Armin, what's up?
Hey, what's up? So I'm finally on. Hey, Dr. Drew, I've seen you on TV a few times. Very cool. I just wanted to talk to John. Hey, John, is your mom's name Shaka? Did she teach in a school called Mkhitaryan?
Yes.
Yeah, she was my teacher in kindergarten.
I would have guessed that.
Very cool. I met a lot of people that...
What did she teach?
She taught kindergarten at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, she was an awesome lady, an awesome teacher. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. She's listening right now, so...
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah,
bye.
She was sick. Yeah. Hey, John, I'm a huge fan of your band. Huge fan. When I first got a hand of the first album, I just listened to it, like, for a good 10, 12 months every day. Like, well, when my stereo alarm would go on, you know, that's what we'll play and stuff. And I'm really influenced. And my band's name is Motif, and we're like three guys. Oh, yeah. Harut is my bass player. David, Davo, whatever you want to call him, he's my drummer. We're
Anderson, I'm not putting these calls up here. You guys work on it at your end, okay?
Hold on.
Thanks, Armin. Anything else, buddy?
Yeah, we're going to be the next system.
All right, excellent.
All right, cool. Good luck.
John will be looking out for you. What's up, Jack?
Hey, I got a question for you about those men who want to cut their penises off and get the vaginas put in.
Yeah.
Are they able to climax like a normal woman would? Like, can they have multiple orgasms, all that kind of stuff?
No. They climax like a man does.
Okay.
They need stimulation right there where the penis is.
But, I mean, does it work?
Yeah, I think doesn't ejaculate. There's still the nerve tissue there.
That's okay. A forearm.
Oh no, he's saying where the man gets a vagina.
Oh,
not the vagina gets a penis.
It's like, it's like rubbing your forearm. That's not very stimulating.
No. All right,
well,
Jack.
Sometimes.
There you go. Good times. What's up, Aaron?
Hi. My name is Aaron.
Aaron.
I just want to say thanks for taking my call. And my question is directed towards John from System.
Shoot.
Basically, political question about the Armenian genocide. And you know how the U.S. has positive political links to Turkey with military bases over there. And my question is basically, for the Armenian people, what will it take for, what would we have to do, whether it's just the Armenian people or anybody who's a part of this human rights movement, what will it take for us to have Turkey and or the U.S. to recognize the crimes committed against the Armenian people by the Turkish people?
That might help, but I think the reality is just to educate as many people as possible, because there's still a lot of people that have no idea what an Armenian is, much less the Armenian genocide.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I do want to, I always like to say this because it is important for people to know. A lot of Turkish families during the genocide helped Armenians by harboring them or helping them to escape at great risk to themselves. So I don't ever want people that are of Turkish descent to think that we have anything against Turkish people in general.
That's like a huge misconception.
Right, but a lot of people don't. You're Armenian, so you know that, but a lot of people don't. And, we just want to make sure that people aren't alienated by what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to bring
historical record to light.
That took place. And also, as an Armenian and someone that has gone through a Holocaust and genocide that hasn't been recognized, I think it's important that we educate ourselves with things that are happening today. Because had we done more to recognize those genocides, maybe the genocides that are happening today would not have taken place. And that's really something very important that we need to look at.
Evan?
Yes, Evan.
What's happening?
What's up, man? Joyous?
What's that?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Okay. Okay, I have a small business, and my employee / roommate's hot little gothic girlfriend seduced me last night.
Gothic girlfriend?
Yeah. She's got a lot of issues.
Evidently.
Yeah, well, she told me, she seduced me two nights in a row. Last night, though, she told me she loved me, and I don't know, she's really hot.
Dude. Well, then why stop having sex with her, then?
Well, I probably should, right?
No, yes, you should stop. You're harming her. And and this girl needs chaos. She's getting between two roommates.
How long have you been selling pot?
What?
How long have you been selling pot?
No, this isn't pot. Is it?
I don't sell pot, actually.
He's got something else going.
Yeah,
it's not a hemp business.
Something's going on.
Right. He's high. Yeah. He's just high right now.
Okay. 20 tacos, bro. That's the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Jack in the Box.
No, really, though. Really. I'm scared. I'm confused.
Yeah, you should be, because she's going to probably tell the roommate, and there's going to be total hell to be paid, because this is a girl that needs total chaos. She has no boundaries.
And you banged your friend's girl. You're a jerk.
I am a jerk.
You are a jerk. And the first thing you should do is tell your friend so that he knows, first of all, not to hang out with you anymore.
Not to hang out with
her. And secondly, not to hang out with her anymore. Because if she did it once, she probably did it many times, and she'll probably do it again.
Yeah, she clearly has got a personality issue and is into chaos. So we want to stay away from that. Samantha, I know she's hot, Evan. That's good. That's great. Samantha.
Hello?
Okay, you know what guys think, right? She's hot.
You know
what
I'm
supposed to do? She's hot. I can't do
it. I don't mean to be tough on the guy, but the bottom line is, if he knows it's wrong, he's still doing it anyway. Now he's really just afraid of the guilt that he's going to feel if the guy finds out. He's not really... sorry about the affair.
Well, he wants to keep doing it.
He just doesn't want the guy to find out.
Right.
And he wouldn't mind doing it with her as long as he didn't find out.
Right.
But now he's afraid she's gonna tell him, so that's why he's tripping out.
Samantha.
Yeah?
Here you go.
Piss me off.
Hi.
Did it happen to you?
No, it just pissed me off.
Yeah.
Hello.
As a guy, hang on, Samantha. We're having a hangover from that last call. As a guy, it's very troubling to think about a friend violating your trust that way, right?
Well, you know, I can't imagine somebody doing that to me, and I certainly wouldn't do that.
It makes you feel a little deep rage, Samantha.
Hi.
Here you go.
Hi. Okay. I just kind of was wondering. I've been having sex. Lately with, people, and, not...
What do you mean people? How many people?
One person, but...
Okay.
Sorry.
As opposed to animals?
No, not animals.
Yeah. With people.
That's not my thing.
How old are you?
But, I can't 12, have... Huh? I don't know, I don't feel like I'm having an orgasm, even though they're, trying really hard, but when I use a vibrator, I have one.
So why don't you bring the vibrator into the whole experience with the guy?
Because the guy hasn't been where the vibrator has been. I've been.
Okay, let's bring those two together. Let's give them a relationship.
Okay.
Yes? Okay. You the fact that you can orgasm, you're ahead of your peers. 19. It's good that you can do that. Let's kind of bring in what you know how to do to the situation with your boyfriend.
Once again, just to all the ladies out there, if the guy isn't doing what you want or what gets you off, there's not a problem to tell him. You know,
guys
him.
Are so happy to have direction and aim to please. Don't be disdainful and angry. Like I told you. No. Just say, look, honey, this is what I need. And the guys are. The guy will be like a dog wagging his tail. Yeah, really? We're working. Can we start right now? So, is that it, Samantha? That's all you wanted to ask?
Huh?
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess.
You
good
guess?
Luck.
That's it. Okay.
Sorry. Bye.
All right. This is Margarita. No. This is Margarita. What's happening? Hello? Margarita?
Yeah?
You're on with John from System of a Down.
Hi, John. Hi, Dr. Jill. I just want to call... By the way, love the band.
Thank you.
My question was, I come from a strict Armenian family, and, I didn't know who to go or where to go with this, but I'm 22, and I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. And the other day, for the first time, we had sex, and after we did it, I never want to be around him. I don't want to see him anymore, and he keeps calling and trying to get in contact, but for some reason, I just, I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him.
Was that the first time you had sex? Ever?
Ever?
Was that the first time that you had sex ever?
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine it's probably because you feel from the upbringing that you had, you'll probably feel ashamed that you had sex before you got married.
And blame him.
But, like, now I'm thinking, is this going to have, is, like, am I going to be like this every time that, you know?
We don't think so. We think it's that you blame him for encouraging you to do something that was not consistent with your values, and it wasn't that great an experience anyway, as it usually isn't.
Generally
the first time
isn't
out.
The first couple of times.
Yeah, and so you're angry.
So
resentful,
like,
really.
It's nothing like I'm going into, like nothing's wrong. I'm, like, totally normal, right?
I mean, you're outside the bell curve right now.
I don't think that this experience is necessarily the experience of most people, but there is nothing wrong with you feeling this way. It's just the way that you were brought up, and you were probably expecting to lose your virginity when you got married, and that didn't happen. So now you're in a state of shock about it.
In conflict.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know.
Because, like, we've been together for a long time, and then I still really, really care about him. And it's, like, out of nowhere, like, I felt so...
All right, Margarita. All right, forget about the problem. Let's work on the solution right now.
Try discussing it with him.
Go back to him. Have a nice dinner with him. Sit down and think about all those positive feelings and reestablish contact.
And there must have been a reason you had sex with him.
Yes.
After
Margarita,
22 years of not having sex with
anyone
else.
Don't flush it all down the toilet. Here you go. Make contact, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You going to do that for us?
Yeah, I'm going to go and... I'll get in touch with them, and we'll hang out and talk
about
it.
Sit down, hang out, have a meal. Don't even talk too much about it. Think more about what you like about him and just enjoy yourself, okay?
And don't forget, there was a reason that you had sex with him after 22 years of abstinence.
Right, and 4 years of him begging. Anton, what's happening?
Why hurt when you're a bottom? That's a homosexuality question.
What?
Why hurt when you're a bottom?
Translator.
Because a giant penis is being thrust into your ass?
Oh, Anderson, thank you for the translation. I guess he was asking...
I know, but, I mean, it didn't hurt before when I was, like, probably 19, but it's, like, it started hurting, like, I don't know, now I'm 21, and it hurts, like, even more, and I don't know what the reason why. I mean, even sometimes, you know, the penis is like, 7, or sometimes it's, like, even smaller than that.
Just for my amusement, Anton, what do you do for a living?
I work at a cell phone company.
Cell phone company? Like right. In the stores, the Verizon store kind of thing?
No, in a call center and also...
Customer relations.
What's that?
Customer relations?
Right.
I mean, with a voice like this, phone is immediately, you know, something using his voice is what I immediately think of. Anton, dude... I don't know how to answer that, but, you know, if I were evaluating this, I would, again, you do something called an anoscope. You look in there, see if there are any abscesses, perianal fissures, fistulas, infections, hemorrhoids, prostatitis. There's lots of things that can contribute to discomfort down there, plus the fact that you've been having this before, which put you at risk for other infections and STDs. So
the thing it is, that's why we...
You okay, John? Hang on a second. John just had a seizure, I believe. You all right?
Yeah, I'm going to be all right.
What's that, Anton?
Well, that's why we use lubrication and condoms, right?
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Have you had the hepatitis B vaccine?
No.
Get that, will you, please?
Yeah.
Hep B vaccine. Do not get Hep B, please. So, Anton... You need to go get things checked out to see why there's pain. It may just be one of those things, you know. I mean, just call me sort of old-fashioned, but I can imagine that hurting. I can imagine. John, you?
We have someone for you. They called earlier.
Huh?
Right?
I can't remember now.
The dildo in the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the girl. Yeah, that guy. The guy liked the strap-on.
Why don't you try pitching for a while? See how that works out.
Well, even if you stick a dildo, I mean, like, when you stick the real thing, I mean, it's still going to hurt, don't you think?
No.
Pitching, not catching.
You're catching right now. Switch to pitching. Or pinch hit. I don't know what that means, but we'll come up with something.
It's the name of John's new book called Switch to Pitching.
Well, it's
like a...
I have no answer to that.
Something like for like 9 inches, I mean, it's going to hurt.
Yes, Anton, yes.
Find a guy with a 2-inch penis, see how that works out for you. Otherwise, take a break.
Get an evaluation to see if there's anything back there that's a problem.
There's guys out there. We could probably hook you up with them.
Hector, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, Dr. Drew. Hey, John. Hey. My question is for John. I was just wondering if he was into any side projects.
You know what? I really don't have any side projects. I mentioned that we are going to be doing a jam on Sunday night at the Henry Fonda, but I really don't have any side projects right now. I kind of concentrate just on System, and I don't know. I'm not that into side projects.
Can you tell me what you did the public what you said about your band? How you feel about it?
I look at it as a marriage.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of nice. Yeah. Tell them that.
Thanks for bringing up stuff we were talking privately.
I didn't know if that. I didn't tell you how you had.
No, I'm just kidding.
But I thought it was a very moving way of describing how you feel about your band and your band members.
I just look at it as I've dedicated my life to this band, and I don't need anything else.
Just the way you'd be monogamous in a marriage.
I feel very strongly about being monogamous in a marriage. Yeah. I feel the same way about my band. I concentrate every energy I have into this band, I'm very satisfied by it. So for me to go looking for something else is just not necessary.
Interesting, huh, Hector?
I was also wondering when your fans will hear the song called Hezzy. It was supposed to be on Hypnotize.
Hezzy. You know, that's a good question. I really don't have an answer for that.
Does that mean something? The word?
It's like, I don't know. It's Arabic, but I don't really know what it means.
Okay.
I think it's Arabic. I could be wrong. Darren came up with that name, so I think it's something you say at a party or something. Huzzah! You know?
Like huzzah.
Yeah, there you go.
Huzzah!
I don't know. I'm sure you could find it online somewhere, just like everything else supposed to be out there.
Another quick John question. Adam, what's up?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
I'm a huge fan, dude. Huge fan.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was wondering, when are you guys going to be putting out a live DVD concert? Because I saw you guys in Phoenix, and you guys just tore it up. You guys were amazing.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
Anything coming out of the Ozfest, or
you never know. We actually have quite a bit of footage. We haven't put one out yet because we just like to take our time and do things right. And
Serge does lots of the videos, doesn't he? Is he the
Shava?
I mean Shava. I beg your pardon.
Shava actually directs.
Yeah, he's really amazing.
He comes up with a lot of really good ideas.
Yes,
he has a very good eye for that type of stuff.
No, I remember he would bring it in when you guys were first getting your first videos done. He'd bring in and go, "Look at this! Look what I did!" And he'd never done videos before, and they were amazing.
He's got an eye and a talent for it, and I think he'll be utilizing that outside of System also. Mm-hmm. If anything, he'll do stuff with that.
Cool.
But it will eventually happen. It's just that we're very particular about things, and when it comes out, it's going to be amazing. Personally, I would like to do like System of a Down live in Armenia. I thought that would be really cool.
Mm. That'd be awesome. And if
you have a big following in Armenia?
Yeah.
Hang on,
Adam. No, I asked about Armenia, not Arizona.
I've been to, System live in Armenia.
Oh,
but Arizona would be cool too, don't get me wrong. I like Arizona.
Oh, yeah, but, for sure.
We have a following in Armenia.
Interesting.
Are you holding up?
Stephanie?
Hello?
Hi, what's happening? Before you,
Hello?
Before you say something inappropriate, what's going on?
Well, I've been married for a year now with him.
With who?
You sound thrilled.
Yeah, with who?
My husband.
Yeah, with him?
I've known him for over 3 years, but I don't want sex from him anymore.
Why?
Because I keep thinking of my ex almost every day.
Oh, God.
Your ex from when you were 18?
Yep. He gave it to me real good. What do you think I need? Do I need closure, or will that open a can of...
No, I think you need to not call us with bogus calls, Stephanie. That's what I think.
I need what?
Not call with bogus cult questions.
No, I mean, it's not a bogus question.
You made this one up. Come on, there's an international law here. When I call you out on a bogus call, you got to say, all right.
It's not a bogus call.
What's your question?
My question is...
I love it when he gets irritated.
Well, there's no question.
There needs to be a camera on this guy at all times. The pajamas
you
with
like
the button-up
like
t-shirt.
I'm lying down on the chair practically now. You like that? Stephanie. You going to hang up on us? Stephanie. Well, I'm going to hang up on her.
Come on, Anderson. There had to be some kind of sound effect.
I really do not have patience with people that call with bogus calls. and then won't cop to
Fess
it.
Up to it?
Yeah, go ahead and make the bogus call. That's fine. But when I call you out on it, for God's sakes.
Or at least make it interesting.
Make it whatever it is.
Make
but
it fascinating.
Try to suck me in. That's great.
Make it original.
But don't continue to insist that it's true when it isn't. 1-800-LOVE-191 is our number. John Drummer, System of a Down. We're going to hear another song. I wonder if we should just, Anderson, what do you think? Maybe get, is it Lost in Hollywood we're going to hear next?
I believe so.
Somewhere here. Yeah,
so it's, we're 3 minutes late. Let's go.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll hear the song when we return. Here we are back with more Loveline. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm looking at some open screens here, so the screeners are actively scrolling through calls. So if you guys want to get on the air, give us a call. John from System of a Down. And I see up here on the board what popped up immediately is somebody who says that Haza means shaken in English. We'll talk about that and talk about other things. But first, let's hear a song from System, yes?
Yes.
Yes, use that mic right there.
Yes.
Yes, let's hear Lost in Hollywood, yes? Yes.
Yes.
did Hollywood.
There we go. That is System of a Down. John is in here with us. And Chelsea wants to tell John about Haza.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Not too much.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on, Chelsea?
The floor is yours.
I just wanted to let you know that we met John. We were backstage in Sacramento at their show at the Arts. You guys were awesome, by the way. And, Chavo, I also wanted to tell you that Chavo from your bassist is directing our EPK.
Cool.
What's an EPK?
We're in a band called Aurora. It's just like a video of like us playing our shows and stuff. And
it's
like
an electronic press kit.
What does Haza mean, Chelsea?
Huh?
What does Haza mean?
Shaken. It's Arabic. Shaken.
Shaken. Cool.
Shaken.
Thanks for the info. I didn't know.
Sure. Danny Shamoon. You know Danny Shamoon, right?
Of course.
Who doesn't?
And Sean. And Socko. Danny told us.
Oh, well.
Oh, we lost
boy.
You.
Hey, Zell, what's happening?
Hi. I'm calling because, well, long story short, actually, I was involved with one of the teachers at my high school.
Get down.
It all hit the fam. Like, the administration knew about it, police know about it, and I had to make a few statements to the police. And the first time I lied and said there's nothing going on, and then the second time there was evidence, and now, like...
How old are you?
I'm 18.
How old is he?
18.
Was it he or she?
Pardon?
Was it a he or a she?
He.
How old was he?
47.
And what was the evidence?
There is emailing.
Uh-huh. And what did you finally have to tell the press?
Well, I told the police that we just had a relationship. Like, I never expanded on anything because I didn't want to. And so, like, it's this, like, big ordeal. And, like, my family absolutely hates me now. Like,
they hate you? What do you mean?
Well, I'm the youngest daughter of six.
Yeah. Oof. Six girls?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you got to dad good.
How many heart attacks has your dad had?
Yeah, exactly.
Just before this, I mean.
None.
But before this one, stuck him in the grave. Yeah.
Well, and they're very religious and, like, hardcore Bible thumpers. And I, the other day, my mom made me delete my MySpace because she said I was shaming the family. And if I'm going to hell, why bring the rest of them with me?
Aren't you 18 years old?
Pardon?
You're 18 now, right?
Yeah.
Time were you 18 when you were with the teacher?
No.
Now, I'm just curious. This guy, is he going to go away for, like, 25 years?
No, because Seattle at 16 is a great, great city.
Yeah. Washington, you mean Washington.
Well, Seattle's in Washington, Drew.
The only reason I ask is because if it was, and this is something I have a problem with, if it's a female teacher, they get like 2 years.
Well, you've seen all this.
Male teacher, they get like 20 years.
You've seen all the stuff in the press. Like, there is that. Yes, that is out there. That the men do tend to get higher punishment. But the most important thing is not so much the punishment, but that these people do not teach and do not be in positions of authority around young people. I'm just saying, this guy's an idiot. This guy's a criminal.
It's a different thing. He wasn't the aggressor in this. I was, actually.
Yeah, but he's in a position where he's not supposed to take your advice.
Right. The whole deal. That. What if you were a physician, a doctor? The whole deal is you withstand when you hold the boundaries, and it gives the individual, you, Hazel, something you need. You need adults to hold those boundaries for you since you can't on your own.
And when you're putting yourself in a position at, like, a teacher or an officer of the law, whatever you are, you take an oath. Maybe it's not the same oath as a doctor or a lawyer, but you do take a certain oath.
And we have this
teaching it's such a thankless job, though. And she comes up and tries to give him a thank you. I mean, he's a guy. What's he supposed to do?
No.
Get his thank you.
I know you're saying that just to be inflammatory.
Wait till she gets out of school.
Teaching
is
a thankless job.
If it's that important.
It is a thankless job. However, look, there are certain things you have to do by virtue of your position. And you can't exploit people. If you're a boss, you can't take advantage of people beneath you. If you're a teacher, you can't take advantage of your students. If you're a doctor, you don't take advantage of your patients. They need you to maintain the boundaries. Because she's aggressive, of course it's hard, but we have a crazy-ass thing in our culture where people go, well, she's into it. What are you going to do? She's into it because she was in an abusive family system where she was sexually abused or whatever happened to her growing up, where she now has to do these things as part of the acting out of her pathology. The adults, the grown-ups that are there to be responsible for and take care of her need to help her contain all that. So hopefully it would heal, as opposed to reinforcing it and gratifying it and escalating it, and now Hazel's living in a crazy mess.
But,
right?
Well, with my family, I was never abused, like, sexually.
Well, you've described it being a little bit abusive emotionally, and I still imagine somebody took advantage of you from somewhere.
Well, my mom was sexually abused for, like, 10 years.
All right, well, there you go.
And so, like, she's a little bit, like, crazy, I guess you could.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a God warrior!
You ever see that TV show, that Wife Swap, or what was it? Is it Trading Spouses or Wife Swap, Anderson?
Trading Spouses.
I try not to watch stuff like that.
Well, this woman that comes, this humongous woman who is fashions herself a special Christian, starts screaming at the household that she was assigned to, and sending them all to hell. And this was some of the things that she would say.
Yes, yes. She's not a Christian.
This was on TV.
Wow. She was yelling at her own family. But
I think it's amazing, you know, it's amazing what we do in the name of religion. You know, I don't see, I haven't heard of a religion that advocates to hate or to kill, yet we take
we use it as a way of justifying that.
Yeah. And it's almost, it's ironic that, you know, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, you know, have problems with each other. When they're basically
Abrahamic, they're all from the same place,
all from the same God,
same basic everything.
Oh my God.
All Abrahamic religions. What are you gonna do,
Anderson?
Cool. Hazel, is there something we can do to help you?
Pardon?
Is there something we can do to be of use to help
well,
you?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know how to approach my parents as a way of, like, you know, not necessarily like apologetic.
Yeah.
But
take them to the prom.
Pardon?
Take this guy to the prom.
Did you say apologetic?
Well, see, I don't really think that I did that much, like, wrong, except for the fact that I lied. But anyone in my situation would lie, you know, too.
You did a lot of things that were, I wouldn't qualify them as wrong, but definitely unhealthy.
Well,
and I would suggest you get some mental health people in to help you, because you've shown yourself to have some real issues.
Have you ever seen the...
School of Pain for Counseling.
Who's that guy?
You what?
What a Fuco. Is that his name?
Yeah, Joey Buttafuoco.
Have you ever seen the special that he did?
No.
With Shannon Doherty?
No.
Oh, it's great.
So, Hazel, what'd you say about the therapist?
Well, the school board is, like, paying for counseling.
Oh, good. All right, well, go to counseling, listen to what they tell you, bring your family in, and follow directions.
That's pretty good, because I feel like I'm, like, yeah, it was just kind of like, I kind of have, like, control and power issues, and I saw him as,
kind of.
A challenge, but...
Yeah, whatever, Hazel. You got some stuff going on. If you want to have a nice life, I suggest you do a little bit of work. You're 18. You're not an expert. Just follow some direction a little bit. If you've got your ass in a sling once, you'll do it many more times. Trust me. Follow direction, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Drew. I love your show. I've listened to it every day for years.
All right, keep listening and just follow direction.
Try dating within a decade of your age.
I know. Suddenly when she left, I suddenly felt a bogus chill go up my spine. I don't know. It's all right. It's okay.
It's like 20% bogus.
Usually. Yeah, there's been a lot of it tonight. Emily, what's happening?
Hello. I was wondering, I've heard you talk about women that have multiple orgasms that don't like giving oral, and I'm...
No. Don't like receiving oral.
I don't like really receiving or giving, and I was wondering if there was anything I could do, or am I just going to have to live with it, or what?
Well, a lot of people don't like giving it. In terms of you not liking receiving it, are you orgasmic when you have intercourse?
Yes.
Multiple orgasms?
Yes.
Okay, so that's so women that have multiple, you know, like one right after the other, like 30 in a session, will feel that oral sex is too uncomfortable, too intense, right, Emily? That's you?
Yeah.
Okay, so she'll just go bing 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 one right as soon as it starts immediately with intercourse, it just keeps going to exhaustion.
Yeah, really? Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. John's never run across that.
No,
I can tell by the look,
I've
the big question mark over his head, and then the exclamation point.
From what I know, I've never run across that. I had one girl that
that got like 10 in one night.
All right, that's good.
And I was impressed by that.
Yeah.
You know, because if I could do that 10 times, I'd be very pleased.
Yeah, you'd be doing that. You'd keep going until you got exhausted.
Like 50 orgasms in one session.
Yeah.
That's not like a big thing, but I don't feel comfortable getting it or giving it.
It's right. Not a big thing to you, but for the people that haven't had one out there,
it's a big deal. You've been stealing them all and hoarding them. But here's the deal, Emily. Your boyfriend's gonna be happy and busy doing what he's doing. The head part's not gonna be that big of a deal to him anyway. You don't like it? Don't worry about it.
You know, there's always when you're having your period.
No.
But even then, I don't like giving it.
Right.
Well, yeah, but you know, you gotta take care of the guy.
That's
you can't be selfish.
I'm not selfish. It's
you're getting 50 orgasms. She's getting one. Who's being selfish?
I mean, I love it when a guy goes. It's not the problem. I mean, that's what gets me off the most. But it's, I don't know, like, I would want to give oral sex if I'm on my period or something. But I just think it's disgusting.
Good times.
Life's
worry.
About compromise.
Emily, you're fine. John is outraged. He cannot let go of this. The fact that you couldn't hang with him. Even though
you definitely couldn't hang with me.
Even though you're having the 50 orgasms, wouldn't that be a trade-off for you? No?
No.
No, no trade-off. See, it doesn't, for John, it wouldn't make it, but for some guy, it will, Emily. It'll be fine, okay?
Thank you.
All right, good luck. 1-800-LOVE-191. We got some open screens here. Give us a call. The screeners are actively listening to your calls and scrolling through. What do they got coming up here? Cousin's wife.
Hello?
Keeps propositioning. That's nice. John from System of Down in here. We're going to take a little break. Be right back. Everybody's love line. Got time for a very quick segment here. Let's go quickly with John from System of a Down to speak to Scott. What's happening, Scott?
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us.
Well, it all starts with a friend that I have for about 8 years. He is now married, and we're both bi. And he likes to still do things with me sexually.
And are you married?
No, I'm not.
You have a girlfriend?
I'm trying to get one.
And he's married?
Yes. 2 years.
Well, this is that men who have sex with men category.
Correct.
Which is...
Is that what it falls under?
They actually call it that. Really, more... Every time I see it or run into it, it's men who are gay trying to be straight.
Brokeback Mountain?
Mm.
Too easy. I was going to say, don't do it.
I mean, that's the only thing that comes to mind.
I wish I had the soundtrack. I'd be playing it right now.
So what's up, Scott? What can we do for you?
We always have taboo.
I want to know what to tell him next time he asks.
No. Why? You want to ruin a marriage? You want to destroy people that he loved? I don't care if you're a girl or a guy or whatever. He's cheating.
All right.
Here we go. What's the problem?
Well, again, no ring, and he wants to, I guess, play on the field.
Like 90% of the calls tonight, no question. There's no question here. What do I tell him? That's not a question.
Hey, Scott, have you seen Brokeback?
Yes, I have.
He's lived it.
If he said no, that he's a total liar, then.
No,
have you beat off to it in public theater yet?
I care for him a lot.
Huh? What did he say, Drew?
He said he cares for him a lot.
No, have you pleasured yourself in a public theater to that film yet?
No, I have not.
How dare you, Anderson?
How dare you?
I just know if I was gay, that's what I would have done a few times by now.
I can. Oh, even though...
You're not gay and you've done it a couple
that's
times.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Scott, there's no question. Yes, if you are in love with this guy and he's actually willing to live with you in a monogamous relationship and end his marriage, well, that's one thing. Otherwise, don't have it. Just like anybody else who's having an affair with a married guy, stop it. That's it. Period. Amir.
Yeah. Hey, this is Amir.
I'm all agitated. Don't you notice that?
Man, it goes by so quick.
I know. It's crazy.
I never get used to that.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing? I have a question for you. I was raised in a Muslim family,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not Muslim myself. I'm not very religious myself, but I think my upbringing is having quite a bit of impact on my sexuality.
Okay, in what way?
Well, specifically, I mean, in enjoying sex.
Mm.
I seem to have trouble opening up. I mean, I've come a long way with this in terms of, I think, over the years, but I'm 28 now, but it's...
Even in a problem.
What's that?
Even in a monogamous relationship, you're having trouble.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I'm having trouble enjoying sex, even though I want it.
Are you married?
No, no, I'm not married.
Not a trick question. Do you have a girlfriend?
Not right now. I just broke up with my ex-girlfriend.
And even though you had a girlfriend and were in a sustained relationship, you couldn't enjoy sex because you felt so guilty. If you were married, do you think it would be different?
I'm not sure if it's... See, the thing is, I'm not sure if it's guilt.
What is it?
I think it could have been guilt when I started trying to have sex, like, years back, but then eventually it just became one of those things that I was not used to having sex, so it's become one of those things that maybe I'm not just used to.
Did you ever accidentally see your parents having sex?
See my parents?
Yeah. Did you ever, like, accidentally walk in on them having sex when you were a kid?
No, not on my parents.
Oh, that's really cool if you get to do that. Like, try it sometime.
Somebody else you walked in on?
I walked in on my uncle and aunt.
How old were you?
You think that has something to do with it?
How old were you? Bahamir, it's like there's always these strange beats.
I'm 28.
How old were you when you walked in on your aunt and uncle?
I was probably 15, 16.
Okay, well, that wouldn't do it. Amir, look, we ran out of time here. I mean, it was like playing handball against the curtains here with them. Amir, I'm sorry you have this problem. I think the most important thing in terms of getting over this kind of thing is being in a monogamous, safe, stable relationship where you feel safe, where you feel okay about what you're doing, where you do get used to it. If it has to be in a context of a marriage, so be it. You're 28. It's time to start to look for that person. I think this will probably take care of itself, and it doesn't. You got to go talk to somebody. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. Well, that about does it for Loveline. John Focus, just a couple more seconds here. Systemofadown.com, www.systemofadown.com. Let us hear where they're going to be on the Ozfest tour. Tour kicks off on June 29th in Auburn, Washington. The CD is called Hypnotize.
Are you going to finally show up to one of these shows?
I would sure like to.
Why don't you?
Dude. First of all, I got to do this show. I will. They would
love
to.
It's
going to
be on a Saturday night, so this show cannot be an excuse.
We're talking about Ozfest?
I'm so scared. Oh!
July 8th.
Ozfest, July 8th here in Los Angeles?
Man, you're so far away, Anderson.
Here in Los Angeles, July 8th?
Yes.
All right. We got to do this because it'll be fun.
What's that mean?
Also, relax, guys. We got like 10 seconds left. And also, be sure to check out the... Quickly, what is the referral for the Armenian Genocide, the website? Alyssa Scar, something Scar. All right, we got to go. John, thank you for joining us.
Come back again soon.
Good to see you. Until next time, this is Dr. Drew saying goodnight and stay well.
She called it polygamous relationship and said that her boyfriend wanted her to get into it. Now, it's 100% possible that she's just with a douchebag and he just wants her to